And now this is a dictation for Tina. Youngblood, Youngblood, November 957, addresses a letter to Megan Boyk, B-O-Y-K, 8025955. Dear Megan, follow up for Tina, chronic kidney disease. Actually, we are also going to include as a letter to Dr. Witzke, W-I-T-Z-K-E. So dear Megan and Dr. Witzke, a follow-up for Mrs. Youngblood with calcium oxalate stones, chronic kidney disease, prior ruin white. She has not tolerated potassium citrate. Presently no abdominal back pain or urinary symptoms to suggest passing of the stone. Has lost 80 pounds. There are plans to change Trulicity to Monjaro. Some insomnia, but otherwise review system extensively done, non-contributory. Medications remains on Remicade, R-E-M-I-C-A-D-E. Insulin, takes no blood pressure medicine. For cholesterol, on Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A. Present blood pressure was high, 160 over 70 on the left side. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen, no ascites of tenderness, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is in January, creatinine 1.64, which is baseline, representing a GFR 34 stage 3B. Normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis. Normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, elevated glucose, elevated PTH, anemia 10.6, 24-hour urine collection, low level of citrate. Again, she has not tolerated potassium citrate. Or citrate bicarbonate. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, chronic kidney disease, calcium oxalate stones, bariatric surgery, blood pressure not very well controlled. She's going to check it at home before we starting new medication for blood pressure. Continue management of her other issues, overweight, weight reduction. Continue hydration, minimizing animal protein, minimizing oxalate in diet, follow up in 6 months.